Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot, and the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
And hello, welcome in. It's a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report underway here on the Big X Sports Radio. And just as we went off the air yesterday for the live show at 11, Anthony Leal announcing that he's down to two, Stanford and Indiana, his final two. He's really never had a list per se. He's had a number of schools recruit him, obviously a number of scholarship offers. I think Ohio State may have been his most recent scholarship offer. But he announced yesterday on social media, on Twitter, that he's down to just two schools. And we're going to have him on the program in just a little bit to talk about his final two and how the summer has went and what he's looking for in a college choice and maybe a timeline as well. So a good interview coming up with Anthony Leal a little bit later today. But a lot to get to on the program today. Let's take a look at the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Segment one, we've got our Hoosier headlines. Obviously, we'll talk more about Anthony Leal cutting his list, trimming his list to just two schools from which he will take a pick from to make a college decision. Also, a note on Christian Lander, who is playing out at the USA Basketball men's junior team skills workout that coaches will be able to attend over the weekend coming up Saturday and Sunday. And a note on former IU player Maurice Creek, who had quite a performance last night for his sideline cancer, the basketball tournament, $2 million tournament team. Unbelievable performance, including a last-second shot to get the win. We'll tell you all about that as well. That's a look at the headlines for today. Also coming up later, we have Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star. He will join us later in the program. And in segment two, coming up next after we get through the headlines, Anthony Leal of Bloomington South, an IU target, a big IU target in the class of 2020, will join us for the very latest on his recruiting as we ask him to break down the things about IU, the hometown school, and obviously Stanford. Not in the area, but a high academic school, and Anthony obviously somebody that takes his academics serious as well. So we'll ask him to break down all aspects of both of those schools and that recruitment process coming up here in the next segment. And again, Kyle Neddenrip joins us from the Indianapolis Star later in the show. That's the guest lineup. It's a service each day of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Don't forget you can mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll receive $1 off your boxed lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Okay, let's take more another look here, more in-depth look at Anthony Leal and his recruiting as we open our Hoosier headlines, how we begin every show here on the program. Really, the strong interest from Indiana, I mean, they've identified him as a prospect now for a number of years since he was very early in his high school career, especially given that he's right in the backyard of Assembly Hall in the city of Bloomington, playing at Bloomington South High School. But really, you could say, last spring, once the high school season even ended, that's when Leal became a priority target, we'll say, for Indiana. He received a scholarship offer from the Hoosiers, and since that point, in every evaluation opportunity possible, you can look back and see where Indiana was there, was courtside for his games, for open gyms, and it's clear that in the state of Indiana and in the 2020 class, you can say he's one of the big IU targets for this recruiting class potentially. So when did Stanford get involved? That's another question. They've been recruiting Anthony longer than Indiana, at least from a more serious perspective with a college scholarship on the line. The offer came, according to 247 Sports, back on December 11th.
an offer from the Stanford Cardinals. So a few more months. I think the offer for Leal came, I don't know, was it late March or April, maybe even right after the evaluation period in April. So, I mean, a number of months there that Stanford may have had an edge recruiting, may have been able to say, hey, we pointed out to you, you know, back a half a year before IU that you were a serious prospect for us. But nonetheless, I think it'll be hard for IU to be beaten in this situation. But again, given Leal and his academic priorities, a very interesting and talented young man on and off the court that I look forward to hearing from a little bit later today. A couple other headlines to pass along. Evan Daniels, also of 247 Sports, tweeting out some of the early names at the USA basketball workout that were impressive to him. Christian Lander of Evansville, one of the four players that he tweeted about. Good stuff as we talk about more and more scholarship offers for Christian Lander, more and more interest from schools for Christian Lander, and really his stock, it seems, on the national level, it just continues to grow. One of the words you hear a lot when people talk about Christian Lander, in fact, Evan Daniels included this in a little tweet about him, energy. He brings a lot of energy to the floor as a point guard. He moves things along quickly. He attacks things. He's very energetic on the floor, I guess you could say. But nonetheless, that's become a key phrase that you hear when people talk about Christian Lander and how he plays and what he is like on the floor. A lot of energy to his game, and I definitely agree with that. Also, the $2 million basketball tournament, it's called the basketball tournament, really simple, TBT, has been going on, and I've only had a chance to glance at it a bit, but there are really some big names, some alumni teams. Others are just teams that have went out and tried to get the very best players they can get to try to win this $2 million prize that happens here at the end of it. As they play through the bracket right now, Maurice Creek, former IU player, has had one of the best performances of the tournament. He had 18 points through three quarters. He finished the game, I believe it was with 23 points, including a game winner for his sideline cancer team that plays in the basketball tournament in honor of Greg and Kathy Griffith Family Foundation. To bring awareness to cancer. So that's a good cause, but also a great performance for Maurice Creek yesterday as his team wins and advances on in the TBT bracket. They are one step closer to a winner-take-all $2 million prize package, which is just unbelievable. And you can watch all the games from this point forward on ESPN and ESPN2. So Mo Creek will survive another day. Not the NCAA tournament, not IU, but it's pretty good basketball to watch for this time of year. And his team with a big win thanks to a big effort for him last night. Also, we were at the Little League Park last night for the Jeffersonville 10-year-old team. We had live pitch-by-pitch coverage of their opening game against Bedford. The Jeffersonville team fell to Bedford last night in their opening game of pool play in New Albany, nearby hosting the 10-year-old state tournament for, 10-year-old state tournament for Little League Baseball. So neat stuff. A lot of games going on over at New Albany Little League. They've got the fields looking fantastic. Jeff GRC is the local team representing District 5 that won the district a few weeks ago, and we'll see if they are able to regroup. They play again tonight against Lebanon Little League in a second round pool play game. The game is set to begin at 8 o'clock today, and we'll be on with our coverage tonight around 7:50 or so from New Albany Little League with coverage of the Jeff GRC team. And again, we are tracking some of our other local teams, specifically the Floyd's Knobs Little League softball team. They are in the tournament, and they've clinched the top seed of the Central Region and opportunity maybe to win the World – or to go, I should say, to the World Series coming up here in a few days. So fun stuff for them. We'll keep you posted on all the local happenings, and we'll be on the air tonight just before 8 o'clock with coverage of Jeff GRC Little League at the 10-year-old state tournament. We'll see if they can regroup tonight in a contest against Lebanon Little League. That's a look at the headlines for this Friday edition of the program. Don't forget, coming up, we have Anthony Leal of Bloomington South. He's going to join us in the next segment. We also have Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star, who will check in a little bit later in the program. Speaking of Little League, don't forget you're invited to a Night of Champions honoring the Silver Creek 12-year-old All-Stars. They won the baseball state championship last weekend. That's the main division with the potential, if they win the regional, to go all the way to the World Series in Williamsport, and we'll celebrate their accomplishments and talk with all the coaches and players on Wednesday, July 31st, next Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m., a live radio program from Sir Dano's Pizza Parlor in Sellersburg. We'll also that night have a $5 buffet open at Sir Dano's. So come out. We invite the Sellersburg community and beyond to join us as we celebrate a great accomplishment for that team and wish them the best as they start Great Lakes regional play coming up in early August. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll be back with more, including a interview with Anthony Leal, IU target, who announced he's down to two schools, IU and Stanford, yesterday. We'll get the word's eye view from him on his thoughts on both of those programs and a lot more about his basketball career, upcoming senior season, and more after this on a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this and for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Friday program. Probably not a bigger name in IU recruiting right now than Anthony Leal out of Bloomington South. He's a homegrown kid, and yesterday he announced his final two, Stanford and the hometown Hoosiers, on his list, and he joins us today for a chat about his recruiting and how his summer full of basketball has been going. Anthony, thanks for taking time out during this busy time.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Busy summer for you. June was full of lots of basketball with your Bloomington South team, which is always one of the great programs in Indiana. And then you had an opportunity in July to hook back up with your Indiana elite team for a final run of sorts. You've played with that program and with some of those guys, including Trey Galloway, for many, many years. And it ended in a big way. You and the team both had a very big performance out west in your final AAU tournament of your career.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun way to end off with a bunch of guys I grew together on and off the court with every summer pretty much since high school started. So it was a really good way to end, and really, you know, high note meant a lot to all of us.
Talk about what it's like to play with a group, even in the summer, even in an AAU, a shoe setting, with guys where you really get to know each other, you really have relationships, you know each other's games. It's almost the relationships over a number of years, much like a high school setting.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing and a special opportunity we all have to be able to travel all over the place and play in front of a bunch of places and go a bunch of places, but more importantly, to be able to go together and work each other mature as players and just as people in general. So it's been a really special opportunity for all of us.
We're talking with Anthony Leal. He's a 6'5" guard, will be a senior here really in just a few days at Bloomington South High School, a member of the 2020 class. Yesterday, Anthony, you tweeted out your final two, and I kind of like how you've done things. I don't think, unless I've missed it, I don't think you've ever really had a list per se. You know, a lot of kids put out a list and then they trim their list. You just kind of had schools that recruited you, and you announced yesterday that you've got two you're still considering at this point. Stanford, obviously, and Indiana, the final two that you will choose from. I'd like to talk with you about each of those schools and some things that you like about them and relationships you have with both of those finalists. And starting with Stanford, they're not close at all. They're obviously not in the Midwest or in the state of Indiana, but they have a really, really strong interest in you. I'm curious, how long have they been recruiting you? When did that start?
I'd say it started during my junior year. They kind of introduced themselves, and we built a really strong relationship, and then they eventually offered, and then since their offer, they've pretty much been in constant contact, and then multiple coaches on the staff have been in contact with me weekly, and we've grown a great relationship.
From a basketball perspective, because I want to talk to you about academics here in just a moment, but from a basketball perspective, what stands out to you about Stanford? What would make you be willing to go across the country and play at that program and leave some of your surroundings? There obviously have to be some strong things that keep them this much in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, I really believe in what the coaching staff is doing there. They've only been there two or three years, but they've shown great improvement year by year, and they've shown their ability to develop players pretty well. So as you saw in their draft pick, they had in Casey Akpala this year. But it's really encouraging just to think about the type of opportunities and the doors that'll be opened if I do end up playing basketball at Stanford. So it's definitely a great opportunity to have. It's a blessing for sure.
Anthony Lille, Bloomington South, our guest today on the Hoosier Report. Academics, I love that. They are very important to you. Stanford, mm-hmm. obviously a very high academic school. I've got to believe that that's something also of great interest about the Stanford program and really the university as a whole.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, growing up as a kid, my parents always emphasized that it's there's a life outside of basketball, and that really should be revolving around God, and not only God, but also school. So I've really tried to emphasize getting good grades, and it's paid off as I've got the opportunity to play basketball and get a degree from one of the top schools in the country. So it's a blessing to have, and it's something that is really interesting to me because I've really emphasized academics as I've gone through high school and stuff like that, and really tried to focus on having some type of life outside of basketball and thinking about what's really going to come once the basketball stops bouncing and I have to really move on to my life and whether it's in 5 years or in 20 years, just to be able to have some to lean back on after I finish up playing basketball.
Very interesting to hear a high school senior to be talk about life after basketball. While we're talking about that, what would life after basketball, we all hope it lasts a long time for you, Anthony, but what would life after basketball look like? What would be a major or two that you're interested in? And is there a career path that if professional basketball doesn't work out, or even if it does, when it comes to an end, what would be some things that would be interesting to Anthony Lille off the court?
I really have no idea concerning wages or anything. I know I'm interested in psychology, human psychology, stuff like that, and I really have a growing interest in the environment and how we can help it. So those are probably two things that really interest me, but I have no really plan or anything as far as what I want to study or what I want to major in or anything like that.
Understand. Anthony Lille, our guest today. All right, we talked some about Stanford. Let's talk about Indiana. It seems like since the Hoosiers offered you a scholarship back in the spring that you have become just a really big priority for Archie Miller and the coaching staff. Do you get that sense? And it sounds like you're in pretty regular conversation with Coach Miller and the coaches. Talk about where the recruiting is at and how it's been since the spring when the offer came.
Yeah, they've been extremely consistent in reaching out and keeping in touch and checking on me as a basketball player and just as a teenager living in Bloomington, since it's the same place that they're living in, growing their families too. So it's been great to stay in really close contact with them, and Coach Miller and Coach Ostrom have made me feel like they really need me and want me. So it's been really good.
Obviously, you're in the backyard of the campus. Your parents have some affiliation with the school as well. Almost an open-door policy, right? I think you've said in other interviews the coaching staff has invited you to be there basically as much as you want to be there and take it in and get to know the situation as best you can before you make a decision.
Yeah, they've pretty much given me the opportunity. Whenever I feel like I want to, I can go over there, do whatever, hang out with them, do that kind of stuff whenever the schedules line up and stuff like that, and it's not a dead period or anything. So we've made sure to follow by the rules, but it's been great to have that kind of freedom to be able to come over and interact with guys as I feel like I want to and I need to.
Absolutely. Anthony Lille is our guest talking about his final two down to Stanford and Indiana. He announced that yesterday on social media. What's it been like to grow up in Bloomington with IU basketball since your young days? A big topic, not only in the state, but especially in the Bloomington community as well. You basically have grown up around it. What's that been like to see a program change, evolve, maybe take some steps backwards, then take steps forward? You've seen a lot of everything going back through most of your life, really.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I've pretty much been within a 5 to 10 mile radius of campus at pretty much any point in my life. So it's been fun to be able to grow up rooting for the Hoosiers and all that kind of stuff. And like you said, there's been lows within the basketball program and everything. But I think at the end of the day, that's what makes the highs and all the success all the more worth it. So it's it's been fun to watch the roller coaster for sure. But it's what makes the good things so much more worth it is all the struggle and knowing all the work that they put in. So it's as far as growing up here, I think it's really been fun to just be able to watch how the program itself just kind of develops and changes, and it's been definitely like a dream to have this opportunity. So I'm super blessed.
Anthony, when you think ahead about the chance to play high major Division I basketball, whether that be at either of your final two schools, what are some things that between now and the high school season and between now and the start of your college career, basically a year from now, that Anthony Leal wants to work on with his body, with his physique, with his game, with his shooting? What are some target areas that you kind of know, this is what I want to work on, this is where I want to get better if I'm going to come in as a freshman a year from now and contribute at one of these two programs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I want to keep getting stronger, keep improving my athleticism, that kind of stuff. But as far as like skill work and everything, I think definitely all aspects of my game are going to need to improve, which I've been working towards. But it's never going to stop the progress I need to keep making is what I'm going to keep working for. So being able to defend at a high level or dribble against some of the best defenders or be able to score whenever my team needs me to are all those kind of things that I've been working on as far as what I can do better, definitely. And then I'm really trying to work on becoming mentally stronger, you know, because it's a lot of the game physical, but if you're not mentally focused and you're not mentally locked in and stable, then you're going to struggle. So I've really been working on that as well.
Anthony Leal joining us today talking about his recruiting. Any timetable for a decision now that you're down to two? Do you want to get it done before the start of your senior year? Have you set a specific date or time of the year when you'd like to make this decision and get it out of the way?
No, I haven't set any specific dates. It could be anywhere from a couple weeks to all the way down to closer to the season, but I'm really emphasizing and trying to make sure that I get everything figured out before senior season starts, so I can try to focus on my high school team and the most success we can achieve as a group.
Let's talk about visits too. I mean, obviously in Indiana, as long as it's not a dead period, you basically have an open door opportunity to get there. But what about Stanford? With the distance between Bloomington and Stanford, do you expect to take another visit? I know you've seen the campus once, but do you expect to take another visit there, or is that still up in the air?
It's still up in the air. I had a great official over there during March, which was great. It let me learn a lot more about the campus and see everything more intimately. But after announcing the final two and everything, now me and my family have a chance to play a little bit and talk to each other about what we think is most important, and then I can figure out whether I really feel like I need to take more visits or not. So it's just kind of up in the air right now, and I'll know more, you know, in the following weeks.
Absolutely. Anthony Leal joining us today talking about his recruiting down to two, Indiana and Stanford. But let's get away from recruiting stuff to finish up here for a moment. Your senior year is getting ready to start at Bloomington South. You play for a legendary coach in J.R. Holmes. It's one of the great high school basketball programs throughout the state. And yes, you're a front runner on the team as far as potential and talent and the ability to lead Bloomington South this year, but it's a very good nucleus of Bloomington South players, which should be no surprise to anyone that follows basketball in our state. You got a chance to play with them in June. It's obviously your classmates who you'll see again here very soon when school gets back. But talk about Bloomington South for next year, your goals individually and the goals of the Bloomington South team in your final year of high school hoops.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of potential as long as we stay grounded and we play one game at a time and just try to stay focused on getting better as a team. But I think my individual goals and the team goals are pretty much the exact same. We just all want to win and be able to succeed and have fun together. Especially we have a pretty deep group of seniors. There's six or seven of us, so we're really just focusing on trying to play as much and get as many wins as we can, especially since it's our last season.
Talking with Anthony Leal. Final question. This has kind of caught some steam, I think, at least with IU fans and the public recently. But Trey Galloway and you guys go back on the Indiana Elite team for a number of summers. you just finished up, as we talked earlier in this interview, out in California with the team at an Adidas event. You all still have Indiana. Both of you guys are being heavily recruited by Indiana, I guess is the right way to put it, in the 2020 class. It's that one school, I think, between your all's list that matches up. And you've said you've talked about playing together before. Talk about those conversations with Trey. And also for IU fans that want to know more about Trey as a potential Hoosier as well, what his game is like and what some of the things that impresses you as his teammate.
As far as the playing, I think he's really special just in the way that he plays so controlled, yet he dictates pretty much what goes on the court, and he's a great versatile player. You know, being about the same height as me, we're pretty much the same, but he dribbles well, he passes well, he has a great IQ, he can shoot it, he's tough. We've been playing together for about 3 years now, but we've grown a lot on the court as well as friends off the court, whether it's just hanging out or talking and everything. And I'd say as we've gotten through this process together, we've gotten to know more about each other, and just we figured that since we've had so much success on the Indiana League playing together, we could potentially do that in college, depending on where each other goes. So it's intriguing, and we both are interested in seeing what the future holds for each other.
Anthony Leal, great stuff. Anthony, congratulations on coming up with your final two great schools, and we appreciate the opportunity to hear from you today and learn more about you and where things stand.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Anthony Leal, Bloomington South, geared up for a big high school basketball season, and at some point, a decision between Stanford and Indiana, his final two. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll be back with Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star. This is a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Friday program. Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star, he's with us in this segment every Friday. And Kyle, I'm just glad to be talking with you from the comforts of the Big X studio in air conditioning, as opposed to out at a Little League baseball field as you follow your son's team. Pretty hot last week up at Greenwood. Lots of fun there at the state tournament. And I'll tell you what, I think the weather has greatly improved since the conclusion of the tournament. I wonder sometime if the weather just doesn't plan that week of the state tournament to be as hot as it possibly can. But nonetheless, it's great to catch back up with you again and talk some hoops this time instead of baseball.
Absolutely. It was a blast. Actually, my 10-year-old son is down in New Albany right now. They're playing in the state tournament down there this week for the 10-year-old group. But I'm working Colts camp yesterday and tomorrow, and then if they make it to Sunday, hopefully I can make the trip down to see him play. But a lot of baseball this summer, and it's hard to believe school starts next week, and those kids are kind of back to reality then.
Absolutely. Kyle Neddenrip, the Indianapolis Star. We got to start with Anthony Leal. We just had Anthony on with us in the last segment of the program to talk about his final two, Indiana and Stanford. Were you surprised to see Leal make a final two and announce that yesterday? Did you think he might consider some others? I think he even had a recent offer from Ohio State that came in, if I'm not imagining this, within the last week or so.
Yeah, well, I think it was last week, actually, maybe right at a week ago. But not really surprised on those two. I think those two had been, after talking to him not too long ago, he had really liked Stanford, has for a while. They have recruited him really, really hard. And, obviously the academic reputation of both the school and Anthony Leal. I mean, he had all, if you look at the schools he was considering, all really high academic schools. You know, Northwestern and Virginia were in there, and Stanford, obviously, IU. So he had a lot of really high academic schools on his list. He's a bright academic student, so not a huge shock. I guess the upset would be if he did end up picking Stanford over IU, but I know, Stanford is clearly trying to make him a big piece of their recruiting class, and they've been after him for a while. In the case of Ohio State, I know they've been recruiting him, but to get an offer that late in the game, I think is probably somewhat of a long shot. Even though Chris Holtmann knows he's been recruiting the state for a long time, so he knows the prospects around here really well. But I think to get an offer that late makes it probably not likely. And I think these two are both schools that he's liked for a while. And you know, when he got that offer, I remember talking to him right before he got the IU offer, and you know, he was talking about what a big deal that would be. And on the flip side, he had some good options, including Stanford. So down to a two-team race now, and you know, I think the front runner you would think would be the hometown team, but like I said, Stanford has been a program that has really come after him hard for quite a while.
You know, you would sure think that, obviously, and this is something we talked with Anthony about in the last segment, there is considerable distance between Bloomington and Stanford. It's not like it's Indiana, the hometown school, and another Big Ten or another Midwestern school. But talking with him and what I know about him, and I know you've had the chance to cover him for a while as well, he's an impressive young man, and academics are important to him. And obviously IU has some great academic programs as well. It's a great degree to have. But Stanford is, you know, kind of one of those special academic schools that is known for that more than any sport or any other thing that the school has. So that makes it interesting with him. Is he going to take the academic route? And obviously he's got a deep connection with the coaches at Stanford, or will he stay hometown? Kind of interesting in that care he has for academics and for getting that part of his life taken care of here in the college years makes Stanford, I think, a little more interesting of a choice that might be bigger competition for IU than what you would be led on to believe based on just location.
Yeah, and Stanford has been a program. Traditionally, we've had some players in football go to Stanford from around here, and Javon Swan was the most recent one from Center Grove, and he was recruited locally and had some good offers, but decided, you know, that the Stanford degree, and you know, they have the good football reputation also, but, you know, that Stanford degree really meant something to him. And you know, we've seen, there's been a handful of guys who have gone and played football out of Stanford since I've been here in the last decade or so. And it's always one of those schools that, you know, it seems so dang far away, but you know, the reputation academically, and they've had good basketball and football teams over the years. So, you know, I think it's a real factor for Anthony. But again, I think at the end of the day, you know, when he's thinking about this decision and has for a while, you know, if you got that IU offer on the table, you know, you're a kid who's gone to IU games. They had season tickets growing up, and you know, just right around the corner from where he lived most of his life. You know, I think that'd be a hard thing to turn down. And you know, from the other perspective, I think from IU's coaching staff perspective, it'd be tough to lose a guy who you think might be able to help you down the road, you know, and let him get away, you know, to Stanford. And you know, even though that you know is something that has happened in the past, if there's any chance Anthony Little can help you, you know, do what you want to do as a team, then you definitely want to keep him in Bloomington. So it's an interesting situation. I know Anthony's taken a lot of time on, you know, making this decision and cutting it down, and I think we'll see before too long here what he's going to end up deciding. But you know, he's got some good choices, and I think he's a player who can help both of these programs. It's just a matter of which one, you know, he ends up going to. Stanford recently has been kind of a 500 team and hasn't, you know, I know back under there for a while, you know, they really had a rolling when Mike Montgomery was there back, you know, that's probably been 15 years ago, and then haven't been quite as successful since, you know, Johnny Dawkins was there, and I think they went to a Sweet 16 one year, but haven't had the success probably that in recent years that they used to, but still a very solid program, and everything academically obviously speaks for itself.
Talking with Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star, a little more on Anthony Leal as a player. You know, he's a good shooter. That's something he's worked on. But another thing that stands out to me about him is, and this is a lot like Trey Galloway, who is a defensive stopper in many ways right now, I think Anthony Leal is and has a great potential to be a really good defensive level at the college basketball level, even in the Big Ten Conference. And so maybe things that stand out to you about him as a player and as a prospect to play at the next level.
Yeah, I agree. He's a guy who his shot has gotten better, and I think he still needs to improve that percentage. And I think he will. I think he's capable of that. He does have a good shot. He just has to be able to knock the three down consistently, and I think he's definitely on that track. You know, good athlete. You know, really good athlete, and you know is a smart player. Plays hard. You know, has played for good. A really good coach in J.R. Holmes and with Indiana Elite gets good training and coaching. So, you know, I think he's got all the pieces there to be a really good college player. I don't see any – you don't look at him and say, you know, gosh, he's got this, so many deficiencies. How is he going to do any – you know, it's not a guy like that. You know, I think he's got the athletic ability. He's got the size. He's got the capability of shooting the ball really well. You know, probably needs to be, you know, consistently a good ball handler, be able to take people off the dribble, which I think he can, and be able to handle the ball against really quick guards. So, you know, I think it's all there for him. I'm not sure he's a guy who's going to come in right away and average, you know, 18 points a game for you necessarily, but I don't think that's what you're expecting either. I think you expect to develop him and turn him into something. And you know, I think that's definitely likely for him, and I think he also looks like a kid who, once he gets in a college weight room and really works at it, he's gonna bulk up and you know be a strong guard, and his frame will carry a good amount of weight, I think, and still be able to be athletic and do the things you want him to do. So I think he's been taught really well. I think he's a very coachable player, and I think he's a favorite, one of the favorites for Mr. Basketball, honestly, going into next season. So. He's definitely somebody you can mold into a really good Big Ten basketball player.
Now, let me ask you this: if Anthony Leal does choose Indiana, it still seems that he, from what he told us, is still a ways off from the decision. He wants to cross every T and dot every I in this process before he's ready to make an announcement on where he'll play college basketball. But if he does choose Indiana, given the relationship he has with Trey Galloway, how long they've played together, and both that they have both talked about here recently, if it works out, they would like to play together. That could be a real bonus for Indiana, and not just picking up Leal if that works out, but maybe Galloway as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a real possibility. You know, it's never, you know, I kind of shy away always from hearing, you know, package deal or things like that. I don't think that's ever. Most of the time when you hear that, it's not actually true, and it's not something that usually happens. But I do think in this case, I do think that relationship, your relationship building, and obviously Galloway's got to make his own decision, and Leal still does too. He hasn't, you know, committed yet either. But I think it's going to be a situation where, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, I'll say that, if it ends up happening that way. I've thought that way about Leal since he got the IU offer, and really Galloway kind of have felt that way for a while as well. But in Galloway's case, he still has a lot of good offers out there, and you know, we'll have to decide on those as well. But he's got some different schools than Leal had, so I think it's a situation where, hey, if you feel comfortable, you know what you're getting into, and both those guys have been around the IU program a lot. You know, Galloway, I saw down there, his team wasn't even playing in the IU team camp, and he was there watching and kind of hanging out. So obviously he's right before that, I had talked to him. He'd gone on his official visit to IU, so he's been there a lot. He's in-state guy who there's a lot of connections there, so. You know, I don't know that it'll come down to, gosh, Anthony's going there, I need to go there. But I think it's more of a situation where, you know, both of them feel comfortable going into it. And it's kind of an added bonus, you know, that there's a guy in that recruiting class with you, you know, if it happens that way, to make you even feel more comfortable coming in and working together with that guy. So I think it looks good, in my opinion. I agree. I think it looks good if, you know, for both in both their cases. And I would be a little bit surprised if it didn't happen that way, to be honest.
Kyle Nedenrip with the Indianapolis Star with us on Fridays here on the program talking basketball and a lot of recruiting as well. As this summer comes to an end, I know we've got NCAA Academy camps that go on through the weekend and maybe a little beyond that as well. But once the summer comes to an end, as we're getting pretty close, we'll start thinking about the high school season. I tell you, one thought that I have as we sit here in late July is – that you and I have a lot of fun conversations ahead on this show over the next couple of years and a lot of fun moments just covering all of this from a recruiting perspective and from the games, et cetera, because as I went around to some stuff in July, but also the high school stuff in June, some outstanding young talent in the state of Indiana. Yes, the 2020 class is good. Leal and Galloway would be tremendous at Indiana to keep the in-state momentum going. I both think they have great potential to help at a program like Indiana in the Big Ten Conference. But there's unbelievable talent in the state right now, even at some of the younger classes. And so as we sit here and talk about a summer wrapping up and talk about what's next in the upcoming high school basketball season, even right here in southern Indiana, and, of course, our state as a whole as well, just some fantastic young players that Indiana will get a chance to recruit and will get a chance to follow over the next number of seasons.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely kind of re-energized by the 2021 class and the 2022 class, really. I mean, I haven't seen some of those guys play a little bit here this summer. I don't know, you know, not fully aware of everyone in the 2022 class, but now that, you know, I had a chance to see a lot of basketball this summer in the 2021 class, some of those guys I had seen a lot, and some I still want to, obviously you get a chance to see more, and it's not like you stop monitoring them, but being able to know kind of what the games are like like a Luke Goody from Homestead, you know, having a chance to see him play more this summer, guys like Luke Brown, even from Blackford, seeing him with his AAU team, or you know, DJ Hughes from Lawrence North and how he played this summer for his high school team, or Barnheiser from Lafayette Jeff. You know, just you get a chance, you read the names, and you kind of know who they are from seeing video on Twitter or, you know, write-ups or things. But, you know, actually knowing a little bit how they play now, especially against AAU competition and their high school team, you get a better sense of maybe where they fit in along the way. And, you know, a guy like, I'm glad to see Luke Brown. I thought, I remember talking to some people, even some scouts during the year, and they're questioning if he's a D1 player. And I'm like, man, I completely disagree. So I'm glad to see, maybe I'm not crazy. You know, he's getting offers now from basically all the Ohio MAC schools this week. So, you know, good to see that. I think that he's definitely clearly can play at that level. I'm curious if he can play beyond, you know, a little bit higher level, and we'll see how he does. He's still got a long way to go. His junior year is still ahead, but yeah, there's a lot of really good talent, and you know, extends beyond. You know, I put together I need to do another ranking of that class. I think it extends well beyond the 15 I did. I could probably do a top 30 from that class, and get excited about all 30 players. So I am excited. I'm really curious to see how that class shakes out. You know, you have some guys down there that I really like, and Trey Kaufman and Cooper Jacoby, who are both in that class, and very impressed with both of those guys this summer, and would love to see them play more, you know, during the season this year at Silver Creek. So a lot of good talent, top to bottom, you know, top of the state to the southern part of the state. It's just a really good class, really spread out class, and guards and big guys, and it has a little bit of everything that you would like in a team.
The only problem now, Kyle, with everything ending very soon for the summer, there is a lull period between the end of the summer and the start of high school basketball activity. So there'll be plenty of news and recruiting stuff to follow, I know, and it'll be fun to talk about preseason stuff for the high school season. But this is kind of a slower period in the fall. There's not a ton of stuff going on to track.
No, this will be kind of the commitment time. We'll see, you know, usually right around the 1st of August is when you start seeing guys ready to go ahead and make commitments. So in the next 2 weeks, I would imagine, you know, even though, you know, you hear some guys say, oh, I'm not going to commit yet, and then a week later they're committed. So sometimes that's, you know, and sometimes it's not their own choice on the timeline. They kind of get pushed in that direction a little bit because, hey, you know, schools have to move on, or, hey, we got to know if you're on board or not. So, you know, it's kind of that time. So I would consider this a prime period for commitment watch time. And I think we'll start seeing some of the dominoes fall for, you know, not only in our state, but elsewhere too. And, you know, sometimes when that happens, you know, doors shut and another door opens, and things change a little bit. But I think right now, you know, guys like Anthony Leal, Trey Galloway, you know, those type of guys have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do. It's just a matter of when it's going to be, and I imagine it won't be too long in their case, and you know, a lot of others around the country in that 2020 class who will start making commitments here.
Kyle Nedenrip of the Indianapolis Star, my guest. Kyle joins us Fridays. Lots of basketball, lots of recruiting, but I think you tweeted this earlier, and maybe you even did a schedule of games for the first week. But hard to believe high school football is coming our way in, what is it, 3 weeks from today? Am I right with that?
Boy, that's a good question. It's actually four. The schedule bumped back this year. The calendar did, I guess you could say. So I think it's actually 4 weeks
yeah,
from
you're
today.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a little bit. It gives us a little bit of extra, a few days to get stuff done. So, yeah, the first non-contact football practice in. You say that practice, but actually teams are practicing in the summer, and I was at a scrimmage the other day, you know, watching Brownsburg and East St. Louis and Lawrence Central and a couple other St. Louis schools were there. It was fun to watch, you know, actually get a chance, kind of like basketball where you see teams play against each other. You get a sense of some actual 11-on-11 football of how, you know, how these teams stack up. And so the first non-contact practice, I think, is August 5th, which is a week from Monday, I believe. So, you know, it's right around the corner, and I'm getting a lot of football stuff done already, trying to stay ahead of it. I've done, I think, a better job of planning things out this summer. So calendars fill up, but you gotta get on top of it, and I'm looking forward to the start of football. I always do.
One of the first things I look at when IU's football schedule comes out and all of the Friday night coverage that we have here on the Big X is, does IU have any Friday night games? Is that going to be a potential conflict with our coverage, and how are we going to juggle that and so forth? And so that's one thing. I hate the Big Ten Friday night games, but I'm glad to see that Indiana, no Friday night game on the schedule this year. That's always a disaster when the local schools, and I'm sure Purdue as well for other stations and other parts of the state, but a disaster to see when you've got a college game, an in-state team right on top of a big high school Friday night, especially one of the earlier ones in the season.
Yeah, I absolutely hate it, and maybe I'm old thinking that way, and I'm not staying up with the times, but I don't know. I just hate the idea of college football on Friday nights, and speaking out of both sides of my mouth, I don't mind coming home and watching a game when it's on. I will, but I would rather, you know, leave that night for high schools. You know, if there's any way possible, and I know TV money is what it's all about, and that's where it starts from. But and you know, I think some schools maybe who don't get the spotlight on Saturdays can get it on Friday nights to a certain extent, but. I absolutely hate it. I don't like it at all. I wish they would. Thursday nights are fine, I think. And there's, you know, for years, that's been a night for college football. They'd have one big game on Thursday nights, and that's cool. But I hate it when they go to Fridays and you know, play any other night. You know, I know the MAC play, they're playing Tuesday, Wednesday, any night they can get a slot of the TV time. But I'd just rather them leave Fridays alone. You know, leave that kind of sacred for the high school game and. Make it a kind of a holiday, you know, during the season. Just leave it blank.
Kyle Nedenrip, the Indianapolis Star, with us on Fridays. Kyle, as always, thanks for the chat. It was great to have you with us last Friday. You helped me fill some time there between the Little League games, and appreciated getting to catch up with you there as well.
Oh, definitely. It was a blast, and it was kind of sad to see our kids, you know, finish up and after years of baseball, but there's lots more ahead for, you know, even though they won't be on the same teams necessarily anymore. It's that was a lot of fun, and I know my son had a lot of fun playing and being part of that team, and it was a great tournament, really good. Silver Creek's gonna, you know, they were a great opponent and a very classy group, so I'm glad they're moving on.
Kyle Nedenrip with the Indianapolis Star. Kyle, as always, thanks for the chat. We'll catch up to you next Friday.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Matt.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this Friday edition of the program. A note here, John Rothstein of CBS Sports, he just tweeted out that IU will host Troy, the Troy Trojans, this upcoming season, but no date was listed by John Rothstein. So we know at least another non-conference opponent for IU for this 2019-2020 season. It will be Troy visiting IU. Again, a date to be announced for this upcoming season. Other non-conference opponents confirmed for next season: Portland State, obviously a home game, Florida State, a home game, Notre Dame at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Princeton, a home game, Arkansas, that's the return game at home, and UConn, which will be played in Madison Square Garden. So we're getting closer to knowing the full schedule. Obviously, we know the Big Ten matchups, who's home, who's away, the protected rivalries that are home and away series. We do not know the dates for those conference games, but getting, I would think, really close, maybe a couple more non-conference opponents that still need to be unveiled. And sometime you'll find them out before Indiana announces the schedule, because other schools, a lot of schools, have already announced their schedule, especially a lot of the mid-majors as well. So we're getting pretty close to knowing the full schedule for this IU basketball team, and I'd say maybe within the next month, maybe. Perhaps it could be released officially by the school. I think sometime it's come out in late July, so we could be getting close and to that point. That's going to wrap things up for this Friday program. A reminder that we're back at the ballpark tonight for Little League Baseball. The Jeff GRC 10-year-old team is in action at the 10-year-old state tournament at New Albany, and we'll be on the air a little before 8 o'clock with the first pitch. We'll also be on Saturday. They play at 11 o'clock as well. That is their final day of pool play. That'll wrap it up. Have a great Friday, a great weekend. Tune us in for Little League tonight and Saturday if you can. And otherwise, we'll talk with you Monday. This is the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.